You are listening to Concert Blast.
Athens, Alabama, listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Christine from Lebanon, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, my name's Vicky Kite.
Michael Kite
from Unionville, Tennessee.
And we're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm from Keisha, and I'm from Lebanon, and I listen to Concert Blast.
Kaylin from Indiana.
Wednesday from Covington, Indiana.
And you are listening to my favorite podcast, Concert Blast.
My name's Beth. I'm from Lebanon, Tennessee, and I listen to Concert Blast.
Concert Blast!
Guitar in my hand. By the time I could talk, I had my own band. I went on the road when I was 8 years old. When I turned 15, I was stealing the show. Money to burn and the girls are pretty. It didn't take me long to learn that I was born to boogie.
Hi, welcome to Concert Blast. This is Tom Tonsil along with...
This is Mike Arnold.
And this is Brian Hasbrook over here.
Okay, guys, where are we tonight?
We're about here to see Bo Sivas.
We're going to do a little Bo Sivas, a little country action tonight, aren't we, baby?
He's an enthusiastic man. What
That's
say?
Right, yeah. Man. So I'm actually a little excited about seeing Montgomery and Gentry. They're going to be opening up tonight.
They're supposed to be a fantastic band. I'm looking forward to seeing them.
The crowd's getting pumped up, though, aren't they?
Oh, man. And speaking of the crowd, there is lines I've never seen so long in Starwood to get into this place tonight.
All the seats are already gone, by the way. They told us that when we were trying to upgrade.
And the grass is filling up quick. There are lines wrapped around back into the parking lot. They are actually turned around on the pavement, that the lines to get in. People are still coming up trying to buy tickets. I got a feeling this is going to be sold out if it ain't already.
I think you're exactly right, Brian. I mean, it is packed. I mean, the lines just coming in off the interstate and off of Murfreesboro Road is just packed.
Hey, no. There's Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. Oh.
What do you mean?
Yes,
I was going to say,
yes, I said,
do shots. No, I don't drink much.
No.
No, thank you anyway.
No, pictures. We got to take you to the pit.
Go.
Already?
Time for the pit.
Trouble pit.
Say hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
All right.
Jennifer from Lime Nation.
That's right, man. Jennifer's looking a little bit country tonight, isn't she?
I can always go hunting with
Hank Jr.
No, that's right.
Montgomery Gentry. We can go shoot a bear.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah, you started some controversy now.
He claims he's innocent.
Yeah.
That's what they say, right?
That's what they say.
All right. Well, Brian is going to kind of venture off, and he's going to have to get down to the photo pit to get those great pictures that you see on our website.
Oh, yeah, and she said the pit. I thought, boy, I'm in trouble now. What'd I do? Okay.
It's the pit down there for you, isn't it?
That's right. But the wonderful thing, it's a beautiful, cool night.
All right, Brian.
Guys, I'll see y'all later. I'm going out.
Okay, man. We're going to walk amongst, I mean, oh my gosh, thousands and thousands of Hank fans. I can tell already there's flags, Confederate flags, just going to be flying everywhere. And got a feeling we're going to hear some deep down country rock tonight.
Y'all want to talk to us over here? Come on, talk to us.
So, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Beth, and I'm from Lebanon.
From Lebanon. And you are?
Keisha from Lebanon.
All right.
Christine from Lebanon.
All right. What's your name, sir?
Jamie, and I'm from Lebanon.
Mike from Lebanon.
Lebanon. We got the Lebanon crew here tonight, don't we?
Hi.
What's your name, man?
Chad.
Chad, I guess from?
Lebanon.
And you are?
Rachel.
From?
Lebanon.
And last but not least?
Denise. Lebanon.
Lebanon, all right, man. Okay. So, all right, you ever seen Hank before?
No.
Yeah. You have? Yeah. How many times?
Once.
Once?
This is my second.
This is your second. My third. How about you?
This is actually my first.
Ah.
All right, guys, y'all have a great time, okay?
Thanks.
Man, I tell you what, it is filling up fast, isn't it, Mike?
Yes, it is filling up fast. They already told me that the seats are full, and we're not allowed to go in the seats tonight for that reason. The night is young.
The night is young, that's right.
We're going to try to find some more rowdy friends to speak to tonight.
That's right. All our rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
Yeah,
right here at Starwood Amphitheater, Nashville, Tennessee. That's right. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Vicky Kite. I'm from Unionville, Tennessee.
All right. What's your name, sir?
Michael Kite, husband.
So I guess you got me from the same place, right?
From the same place.
And you are?
Vicky Brown from Shelbyville.
You ever seen Hank before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How many times?
Twice before.
All right.
This is our third time.
Yeah. So I got a feeling we're going to get a little rowdy tonight, right?
We're going to try to.
Sing a little bit and have a party, right?
Yeah, that's definite.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Halen.
From?
Indiana.
Did y'all come all the way from Indiana to Nashville, Tennessee to see Hank?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. What about you? What's your name? Where are you from?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, not Tuesday.
No.
Tuesday.
Just Wednesday.
And you're from where?
Indiana.
Indiana also,
sir. What part of Indiana?
Covington.
So how far a drive from Indiana to Nashville, Tennessee? How long was that?
6 hours.
6 hours. So I guess y'all getting a little excited, huh?
Uh-huh.
Have y'all ever seen Hank before?
No.
Never been to a concert.
Wow. Oh, first concert? Wow, that is cool. All right, so I guess this is Mom and Dad?
No, cousins.
Cousins. Cousins. What's your name? Where are you from?
Michelle from Nashville.
All right, and you are?
Brian from Nashville.
Oh, boy, we're about to go see Montgomery Gentry's about to hit the stage. But there's a big white curtain up, and here comes Montgomery Gentry.
Got a lot of strobe lights and stuff going on.
Montgomery Gentry leaving the stage. What do you think, Tom?
Yeah, I think they just left and said gone.
They just ended their set with Gone on their encore.
And before that was Nothing Like My Town, man.
I think they won the crowd over tonight. What do you think?
Absolutely. Last two songs, man, they were just singing out loud. I was even chiming in.
That's
and
right.
Y'all know I can't sing, and I still sounded good.
Well, why don't we find some more people to talk to here, Tom? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think there's a few people that will. Hey, man, what's your name? Where are you from?
Donnie Davis from Athens, Alabama.
So who are you here to see tonight?
Montgomery Gentry.
Hey, man, they were good, weren't they?
They were fantastic.
Absolutely, man.
But you're going to stick around for Hank now, aren't you?
Absolutely.
So you drove in all the way from Alabama. How long did it take you?
She drove. I don't have no idea.
A couple hours, Athens.
That's not too bad.
That's unbelievable how big this crowd is.
This is a Hank crowd. He always packs it out.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy the rest of the show, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, man. Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Brett from Chattanooga. Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro.
Yes, sir.
How about you?
I'm from Murfreesboro.
What's your name?
My name's Justin.
He goes by Bullet.
Brittany from Murfreesboro.
I go by Bullet all the time. Ever since, hey, man.
I just got back
from Iraq.
Hey, right here, brother.
Right on, man. Kicking some Bo Sivas, some Montgomery Gentry here.
Hey.
I saw it coming in Iraq, and now I'm back.
There you go.
Hey, y'all know any Hank songs?
Do we know any Hank songs?
She knows some Hank songs.
Ladies and gentlemen, is Brittany singing tonight? So you're a singer?
No. I'm too country to be a singer.
People do what they can, man. Yeah. They do what they can.
Y'all know some Hank?
Oh, yeah.
Harvey?
Y'all know sing some Hank?
Where are you from?
Mitchellville.
Mitchellville, what's that?
Mitchellville, Tennessee.
And where's that?
It's right on the Kentucky-Tennessee border.
Oh, I got you. So you got a little bit of Kentucky in you, a little Tennessee in you.
Yeah.
What does that make you?
Tennessee.
Okay. There you go. What's your name? Where you
from? Redneck.
My name's Krista Brown. I'm from Portland, Tennessee, baby.
Oh. My name is Fuzzy.
Fuzzy got a last name.
Fuzzy West.
Where you from, Fuzzy?
I'm from Franklin, Kentucky. Frank Vegas.
Yeah, Fuzzy. Woo. All right. Thanks, guys. All right. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm from Chris Brown. I'm from Poland.
Hey, where are you from?
Westmoreland, Tennessee.
What's your name?
Nicholas Raw.
What do you like about Hank?
Everything. I grew up with it. Backwood music. That's all it is.
That's right.
Yep. You're right there.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Elaine Johnson. From? Westmoreland, Tennessee.
So what's your favorite Hank song? The most favorite?
Yeah. I like them all.
I know. It's hard to beat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly right.
This is my son.
Really?
Yeah.
Must have had a tall husband.
It's a family tradition.
There you go.
That's right. You have a good time, man. All right.
Well, what did you just find out, Tom?
Well, I just found out the show is sold out, man. So Hank's doing it again.
It seems like he does it every time he comes to Nashville.
Yes, he does, man. I tell you what, the crowd, the fans just love Hank.
That means 18,000 plus people are here tonight to see Hank Jr.
Yes, I tell you what, you can tell it too because everybody's lined up everywhere.
What's your name? Where are you from?
George from Spring Hill, Tennessee.
What's all this around your neck here? You got a ticket holder, huh?
Yeah, it's like protect my tickets. I save all my... I got two extra tickets. You guys got places to stand?
Okay,
or where you guys...
Are you talking about down here?
Yeah, I got ninth row center.
Two extra tickets?
Yeah, I'm only going to watch one or two songs and I got to go, so...
All right. Yeah, we'll take them.
Yeah, we appreciate it, definitely.
George has just given us... you said ninth row center?
Ninth row center.
You are a good man, I tell you.
A good man. Thank you, George.
Okay, we are like, what, maybe 15 feet in the center of the stage?
We are, ninth row center. Thanks to George, said he had to leave, and he was here to see Montgomery Gentry anyway.
So he's like, why not just give y'all some tickets? So we're digging it. That's right.
Who are you sitting beside there?
I don't know. Who am I sitting by? What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Dawn. I'm from Bethpage.
From Bethpage, Tennessee, right?
Right.
Who are you with here?
Randy from Bethpage, Tennessee.
What's your favorite Hank Williams Jr. song?
Country Boy Can Survive.
Oh, yeah!
What's going on? All right. Who's out next to you?
My name is Ashley Jones. I got band tickets from Dirk Weaver and Chris Jenkins. I support Chris Jenkins, who's out of Nashville, coming out with a CD very soon.
What's your favorite Hank song?
Favorite Hank song? I would go with him. Country Boy Can Survive, but I say Girl Can Survive.
Good answer. That's right. Hey, man.
Mark Gonzalez from Austin, Texas. My favorite Hank song? Yeah. A Country Boy Can Survive.
Good deal. What you got down there?
Hi, my name is Hope.
This is a show that I was so excited about seeing because I'd never seen this band before. I'd heard that he was just an incredible musician and entertainer. Tell you what, I'm glad I saw him.
Tom neglected to mention one thing. He is a master storyteller.
Oh, man,
that's true, Brian.
He is a master storyteller.
He really is.
I can see this guy sitting around a campfire with kids just telling stories.
As long as he has control, that's what...
Yeah, he has a slip of a tongue every now and then.
Yes, he does.
It's his show. He has control.
No doubt you know it's his show.
You got that right, Tom.
Hell yeah, man.
But before we talk about Hank Jr., let's talk about the opening act, Montgomery Gentry. Y'all liked them, didn't you?
I do like Montgomery Gentry. They really have a lot of power, a lot of good songs, and there was a lot of people there to see them. But it was fun. I mean, it was a good balanced book there too. So I thought they did that well.
Yeah, but the wild and crazy crowd was the Hank Jr. crowd.
Oh, no doubt.
It was a sold out night at the Starwood Amphitheater in Nashville, Tennessee. A lot of people bought their tickets there at the day of the show.
Yeah,
so waiting to see what the weather is going to be like.
You're probably right.
Yeah,
that's the only negative I can see about an outdoor venue. You're totally depending on the weather for people showing up a lot of times.
Yeah, especially if you don't have seats. Most of them had seen him already before, so they knew they were coming into a show that was going to definitely rock.
Yep, they were rocking all right.
Well, I tell you what, man, they were so excited, and we were excited with them. And
I tell you what, you guys always seem to have the best conversations when I ain't there. I don't know if it's because I'm not there or just the way it happens.
After the first set of somebody, everybody comes to us.
That's right.
They see the microphones and they flock to us.
That's right. The true fans come out then.
No further ado, let's get into the Hank Williams Jr. concert.
I tell you what, starting out, the band comes out, and there's no Hank yet.
Let's talk about the band.
Yeah.
Who was the guy over on the harmonica that we have seen before?
Mr. Jimmy Hall.
From Wet Willie.
Yes.
What I liked about Jimmy Hall was that the first song... When Hank walked out there, he pointed at Jimmy Hall. He goes, "That's Wet Willie, y'all. That's Wet Willie right there."
That was funny. Which Jimmy just laughs.
He should play Keep On Smiling, man.
Oh, I wish he'd let him play that. That would have been awesome.
That could have tore the house down, man.
That's
right. I mean, he can still hit them notes. I'll tell you what. He was kind of the orchestrator of the band.
He was like the band leader.
The band leader.
Yeah. And you notice how he leads the band. He looks at Hank and says, "Okay, what's he going to do next?"
That's right.
And then he instructs the band on what to do.
Yeah, and when they're going to stop and when they're going to start. I mean, it's the whole thing. They have to look at Hank to determine what's going to be next.
And the way Hank operates, that ain't no easy task, brother.
I know it.
You're right there, man.
Because he likes to bebop all over the place. His arrangements change. His lyrics change.
I was going
to
say.
You don't know if he's going to drag it out or cut it short. I mean, Jimmy Hall is a professional's professional.
Yes.
I can remember looking at the drummer. He kind of had stuck his neck out because he had to keep looking to see when he's going to stop.
Yeah. I love to watch the musicians because they are looking at each other going, When? Now? You know.
Well, we're going on to something else here.
But,
right.
You know, Brian always tries to take a picture of the set list. Guess what? Did Hank Jr.? There's not a set list.
No. And dang good thing, because I don't think he stuck to it anyway.
No, he wouldn't have. That's why.
What about a bass player he had?
Oh, yeah.
Well, goodness.
He was nice.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm being very petty here, but she was the most gorgeous blonde I've ever seen.
I thought she played well, too.
Yeah, she was pretty good on the bass.
She could play very... But, I mean, she was a striking beauty. I mean, absolutely.
It was like a beauty queen on stage playing bass, and I'm going... This just doesn't look right. I don't know who she was. I'd never seen her before, but she was just gorgeous.
But if you hear this, it's Brian at ConcertBlast.com.
Here we go.
Here we go again.
The single one, yeah.
That's right.
And Tom single too, by the way. Go ahead, Tom. Make your pitch.
I said it first.
That's right.
Okay. But when the band came out there, he doesn't come out there. The band comes out there. They play, and they play, and they play.
Yeah.
And when Hank gets ready, he walks out on the stage.
Right.
And when he walked out on the stage, they went right into a song called
Women I Never Had.
I like the sweet young thing with old granddad. And I like to have the women I've never had.
And Hank is a party man, isn't he?
You can tell.
Well, I'll tell you what, the only thing that kind of confused me, didn't confuse him at all, but he came out in a Bama tank top in Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, he's proud of his Bama roots.
This kind of fighting words.
I thought that was kind of strange, too.
But you noticed the caps that were on the drum riser.
Several.
Every song, he switched caps like he was advertising somebody.
Well, right. Yeah, he changed it. I can't remember. Was he going through the Southeastern Conference, too?
Yeah, he had all kinds
of name it.
Hunting caps just different businesses. And
trucks and stuff like that. For all he had all kinds of stuff.
But then he went into a song, one of Brian's favorite songs of all time.
Well, actually, my favorite Skinner song, Working for MCA.
And when he went through that, see, he didn't have a guitar on the first song. He just strolled around the stage and looked at the crowd and just played around with them, waved at them and pointed at them. But the second song, he picked up his electric guitar, and that's when he really cranked out Working for MCA.
But the funny thing about it is, all you got was the first verse and the chorus only, and boom, he was gone.
And what was strange about that, too, he said instead of Nashville, Tennessee, he said Paris, Tennessee, where he lives.
Right.
Well, which is really strange because he was in Nashville.
I think he kind of said that on purpose, though.
Yeah, he's probably used to saying Paris because that's where he lives, you know.
Yeah, and he forgot he was in Nashville?
I don't know.
I don't think he cares. But the next song got everybody singing.
Oh, did they ever? And I tell you what, this is one of my favorite songs by him, too.
If Heaven ain't a lot like Dixie.
If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I don't wanna go. If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I'd just as soon stay home. If they don't have a grand old Opry like they do in Tennessee, just send me to hell or New York City, it would be about the same to me.
I tell you, that song got them stirred up. And they were on their feet and screaming
singing,
the song.
Man. They were singing that. And the next song came in. It was a song that just tells a story. This song is called
The Conversation.
I love to tell you about Lovesick. How Miss Audrey loved that man. You know I've always loved to listen to the stories about that drifting cowboy band. You know, when we get right down to it, still the most wanted outlaw in the land.
He went back to his southern roots, and he says, hey, don't we have any more songs about Dixie? And he got everybody going crazy again as they went into a song called That's How We Do It in Dixie.
Cut off jeans and cowboy boots, long blonde hair and dark brown roots.
Lord, pinch me.
That's how they do it in Dixie.
Y'all, that's how we do it in Dixie.
It's definitely a Dixie-type sound, you know. Got going and everything,
He's
too.
He's a southern man, true and blue, buddy.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
That's right. And then right after that song, he broke right into a song called
Blues Man.
So I started drinking. Took things that messed up my thinking. I was sure sinking. You came along.
Then came the fun. Here's where the stories start taking off.
This is when he puts his guitar down, too.
He puts his guitar down. And he started banging like Fats Domino. He said, this boy used to come to my house.
Yes.
And he started banging out like Fats Domino, but sang one of his daddy's songs, which was
Your Cheating Heart.
I loved how he did that Fats Domino style, though.
He was talking about that, and he was also talking about three guys that came over his house. He was talking, of course, about Johnny Cash, Elvis, Jerry Lee, the killer.
Yeah.
Came over his house in Nashville all the time, and his mama was worried about him. Said, the boy doesn't like country. He just wants to boogie-woogie.
All the time.
No, you're right. And you can tell that Jerry Lee is a big influence on Hank's songs.
Oh, yeah. Big mentor of Hank Jr. and Jerry Lee Lewis.
Well, it's a good thing he was there, man. That's all I got to say. As a tribute to him, he broke into a whole lot of shaking going on.
And then when he did that whole lot of shaking going on, Jerry says, Audrey, if the boy wants to boogie-woogie, let him learn from the very best.
That's right.
I'll teach the boy how to boogie-woogie.
Listen, if the boy wants to boogie-woogie, why don't you let me teach the boy to boogie-woogie?
Tell you what, the next song that we've all heard, of course, we only heard the instrumental. We didn't hear any kind of vocals with it, which is
Give Me Three Steps.
They definitely tease us with that. You know, got them going, but broke into a different song.
Yeah,
right
if you were an old school Skinner fan, this might actually upset you.
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah, like it did you?
Yeah,
exactly.
Because it's like, here you go. No, I don't think so.
I don't take it away. But again, it's up to Hank to do what he wants to.
He came up to another story now, and his mama said, "Now, Hank," he got his mama and all his friends, said, "Hank, you got to be practicing. You got to play that fiddle on the stage at the Ryman Auditorium.
That's right.
Now, you
got
to get ready, because you're going to do your daddy's song, Collage."
Standing there, don't ever show a sign.
Fiddle, and he went to town, didn't he, guys?
I tell you what, man, that shocked me on how great, I mean great, this guy can play that fiddle.
At first I thought it was smoke, but then I just realized it was the rosin coming off this bowstring.
Oh, man.
He's wearing it out.
Yeah, and he just went to town on it, and I was way surprised on how talented it was with that
Well,
fiddle.
Don't forget Jimmy Hall got in there, too, man.
Oh, yeah.
He got on that harmonica.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great mix.
Harmonica, he's really a killer, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but after that story came another story. Talked about 17 years ago, he got a phone call from his manager, Merle Kilgore, and he called him and he told him, "You want to put some new music on Monday Night Football?" And he goes, What does Monday Night Football have to do with me? He goes, "You're going to be the new ruler of Monday Night Football." He wasn't kidding.
No, he wasn't.
It's not the same without Hank, is it?
And he's still on there.
Well, it's not the same.
Yeah.
Not the same. They don't do it quite the same.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
After 17 years, are you ready for some football?
That's right.
Yeah. And they kind of let him get in there, but it ain't quite the same.
He said that he's even on more channels now, though. He's on ESPN from this, all the other different networks, not just the ABC mm-hmm. network.
So he's still getting paid.
Oh, definitely. He's getting more now. Jimmy Hall picked up the saxophone, and what did he do? He went into the famous song, "All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight."
Coming over tonight.
I was hoping for Eddie Van Halen or somebody.
But I tell you what, I think that was the by far the fan favorite song, though.
Well, especially when he changed it to the Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Are you ready for some football?
Exactly.
That's when they really went crazy.
You better believe it.
Hey, Monday Night Party. Hey, this is rockin' Randall Hank. Ready to get the good time started. We've got the teams on the field and we turned up the lights. All my rowdy friends are back for Monday Night Time.
Didn't he wear an NFL cap during that song? I think he did.
I think you're right. He did something to that effect.
Now it got fun.
Yes.
And this was Tom's favorite part of the show.
It is, because everybody walked off the stage except for one man, and it's the main man, Hank. And he just kind of kicked back, pulled out a chair, and he said something to the fact that, "Okay, guys, we're just going to sit back, and we're going to have some fun here."
And he started telling stories.
Yes.
But he started off with a song on his acoustic set with just him and a guitar and a stool and 18,000 screaming fans
mm-hmm.
with a song called "I've Got Rights."
He had his big name lawyer, and he had that smirky smile. Oh, yeah. But you have to grow wings and fly to ever get away from me. 'Cause I got rights.
Then he went into another song. That's a big popular favorite one.
Big party song.
Yep.
Which is Whiskey Bent and Hellbound.
'Cause you know I love to hear those guitar sounds. But don't you play I'm so lonesome I could. 'Cause I'll get all balled up inside, and I'll get whiskey bent.
But did you notice he never really quite finished one song?
Oh no! He's
without weaving it into the next.
But he only played for how long he wanted to. Whatever just kind of floated his boat. That's what he did. You know?
Yeah, it was kind of like I think I'll play a verse and a chorus, but No, I think I'll play the whole song.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you would. And sometimes he'd leave it, go into something else, and come back to it.
Yeah, come back.
You never know.
They would.
You start singing the song, and all of a sudden he changes the words, or he changes the whole song.
And I love his next song that he went into. He talks about himself, talking about the flashy lights and stuff on stage. I think I'm in a discotheque. No, he's talking about he's a dinosaur.
And this disco's very strange to my ear. It looks like they've turned the Longhorn into a spaceship. And I'll be leaving just as soon as I finish this beer. 'Cause you see, I'm a dinosaur. Should have died. Our hats, excuse me, man, but where is the door?
He's the big man.
I like the next one because remember that video they did along with this one where he was actually able to sing side by side with his dad.
Oh, yeah.
That was
a great little bit of trickery because he actually walked around him. Remember that?
Mm. That was very cool.
And this, that of course, was Tear in My Beer.
There's a tear in my beer because I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind.
Last night I walked the floor.
And that was a touching song, too. You know, the fans could tell that, too. And it was a touching song for Hank to sing that.
And then he went back to the fun stuff. And this time, instead of all my rowdy friends coming over tonight, he went to
all my rowdy friends have settled down.
But I need to find a friend just to run away. Nobody wants to get high on the town. And all my rowdy friends have settled down.
He was fun. He was just fun. And then, you talking about the fun part? He'd go from one song to another and back into it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Tell him what he did next.
Well, he played the theme from the Dukes of Hazzard. I couldn't believe it. Just a good old boy.
Never meaning no harm.
Yeah. I was expecting Bo and Luke to come walking out.
You know what I mean? Man,
I'm telling you, man.
Oh, and then he started imitating one of his favorites of all time. He started talking about the time he fell off the mountain in Montana.
Yes.
Half his brains were hanging out. He woke up in a hospital bed. There's two people standing over top of his hospital bed that he recognized the very first thing, June Carter and Johnny Cash.
Yes.
And he goes into imitating Johnny Cash as he went through I Walked the Line.
Yes. And that was great, man.
Listen to some of his imitation here.
You got a way to keep me on your side. You do it because for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine. I walk the line.
I gotta say it. He knows how to nail people he admires, doesn't he?
Oh, he does.
He really does, man. I mean, he knows
him. If you close your eyes, you swear there's some kind of black suit up there.
The man in black himself.
And I tell you one of the crazy things, as soon as he played that song, he went back to All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down.
Yes,
he
did.
He never knew what he was going to do, man.
He sure did. Here's Hank Jr. talking about blues.
He said, most people, this country music stuff ain't nothing but white people's blues. I don't know why they call it something else. He said, but I'm going to tell you something. I remember your daddy in 1951 singing a song about the long-gone lonesome blues.
And you know that Delta Blues by the song Long Gone Lonesome Blues.
I went down to the river to watch the fish swim by. But when I got to the river, so lonesome I wanted to die. Oh, long. Lord, then I jumped in the river, but the doggone river was dry.
The Delta Blues, man.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, man. Well, I tell you what, I love this next song because he pointed out a very positive fact. He wanted to thank everybody who came out there that night, because he said he has some of the most loyal fans of any performing artist. Which kind of led into this next song, which is called "The World Don't Revolve Around Kenny Chesney."
I said the world don't revolve around Kenny Chesney. And it don't revolve around old Tim McGraw. Does anybody really need to know what is a Four Seasons? I'm telling you, women are still the main event of all.
Which is
a funny type song, too.
But the lyrics is he really didn't evolve around me either.
Right.
Women's number one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's not really a cut down.
It is pretty cool. Of course, this is one of my favorite songs. And again, this is another type party song, which is Country Boy Can Survive.
I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Which he mixed into
America can survive, which came from the 911 app.
We live back in the woods, you see. Big city problems never bothered me. Now the world has changed and so have I, and America can survive. America will survive.
He, of course, revolved it to more contemporary issues.
Yeah, more serious issues, which I thought was pretty neat how he blended that together.
Then he says, I'm going to do two more songs and I'm going hunting until January 31st.
That's right. And then, really got the fans out there that were hunters going too.
Oh, man.
Man, he let them know that he was going hunting. He still like it. Oh, well.
He basically saying, you know, not just hunters, anybody. He says, I'm going to go where I want to go. I'm going to do what I want to do. If I want to play in front of y'all, I'll play in front of y'all. If I want to go hunting, I'm going to go hunting. If I want to go fishing, I'll go fishing.
That's right.
If I want to just sit on the front porch of Montana, that's what I'm going to do, brother.
That's right.
And he started telling a story about, how old are you, boy? Listen to Hank's story.
Man, you is some kind of weird. I mean, I know what you got in your truck. You don't listen to what people think you listen to. I said, look here, I'm going to give you a history. How old are you? 25? Let me give you a history lesson. I'll make it short.
And you know that led right into Born to Boogie.
Well, before I could walk, I had a guitar in my hand. By the time I could talk, I had my own band. I went on the road when I was 8 years old. When I turned 15, I was stealing the show. Money to burn and the girls are pretty. It didn't take me long to learn it. I was born to boogie.
Right after they started that song acoustically, the band came out. He put down his acoustic guitar, picked up the electric guitar. They all switched into the electrical version of Born to Boogie. And then it was no telling what coming next.
Yeah.
Who knows what he's
going
to do?
Nobody knows.
He doesn't even know what's going on.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. But of course, it's one of the...
So he goes to a medley of stuff.
Yeah. Starting off with Sweet Home Alabama.
Mm-hmm. And then he went into the Monday Night Football story again.
Yep.
Listen to Hank's story.
Hillbilly dude doing on Monday Night Football, I don't get it. I said, look here, how old are you? 25. Okay. I said, let me tell you something. I taught it to Derek Thomas, and I taught it to Neil Smith, and I taught it to Reggie White, and I could even show you how to play the guitar and hold them all down. That's all Bo Diddley did, man. It ain't that hard, you know? I said, well, yeah, but I'm, you know, I ain't real. What do you think is cool? I said, you don't know nothing about me, do you?
That just got everybody raised up.
Just like the chorus and the little picking of the riff there. He will make you laugh your head off.
He was.
Oh, yeah. You swear he was sitting there talking to the real guy. Like, boy, what's the matter with you?
That's right. Right. He was so full of himself.
Yeah. I tell you, you know, you kind of turn really Southern. When you start talking about Hank Jr., you
I do that.
You can't help it. Boy, what are you talking about, man?
That's right.
Oh, man, he's just so funny. He goes through a medley of stuff. Like Tom said, he went through Sweet Home Alabama. Mm. But he also went through Walk This Way. And just the chorus part of it, you know.
Kind of danced out there.
He said, let me show you something, boy. And he starts picking in to Walk This Way, you know.
And then right after that, you know, the good old ZZ Top, LaGrange.
LaGrange.
Yeah, but boy, I tell you, I love hearing that.
He's got a deep voice and a high voice.
He does.
I wonder how many octaves he has, you know?
He definitely does. He's got great range.
And then he kind of teased us with an old Nugent song, Cat Scratch Fever.
When he was playing Cat Scratch Fever, he was singing the song, I Really, Really, Really Like Girls. You know that song?
But then he blended in with...
Bring it right back into Cat Scratch.
Yeah,
at the same time. It was really strange, but it worked.
It did work.
Yeah. Then he went to one of my favorite Hank Jr. songs.
Mind Your Own Business.
If the wife and I the fussing brother, that's all right. Cause me and that woman bought a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minded mine.
Wait, dude, it was just a verse and a chorus of that. Back to Walk This Way.
Maybe he forgot that he did it once already. I mean, he touched on it real close.
That could be a possibility, thought, you know, just in case he left it out.
I think I forgot it before. Let's throw it back on again.
Yeah. Right. And then it was ready for the night to close.
Yep.
As he just keeps going, gets the crowd singing this next song, and he breaks into
Family Tradition.
That was huge.
Yeah, that was huge.
Man.
They broke right in the middle of that. You remember what he did right in the middle of that? He broke off into, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? And at the end of Family Tradition, he changes the words.
Oh, yes.
And you never know what he's going to do.
You don't.
But I'll tell you what, let's listen to the very end of that, how he switched everything up as he went to close the song out. Well, he's gone.
He's gone. Yeah. He ain't coming back.
He's like Elvis.
Yeah, he's left the building.
Hank Jr.'s left the building.
Yeah, he doesn't stick around for an encore. Nope. He's gone.
The band basically plays a couple more verses of a song.
Yep.
And that's about it. And they're gone.
Yep, that's it, buddy. They liked it, didn't they?
Boy, they loved it.
Yeah, I think y'all liked it too, huh?
Man.
I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun.
That was the first time I seen Hank live. And I really was thrilled.
It's kind of like sitting on the front porch with somebody just picking a guitar.
Yeah, he made the 18,000 people. The big Starwood Amphitheater.
Like a big campfire.
Like it was a campfire, yeah. Like it was just a sit down and let's talk and sing and let me tell you some stories. It was
not just a music festival. It was kind of like a...
It was a gathering of friends.
That's what it was.
There you go.
Hank Jr. wants to invite us out to Paris, Tennessee, for a barbecue. And we'll go out there, man.
Yeah, we sure will. We'll be glad to. Okay, now let's talk about rating Hank Jr.'s concert. Let's do the blast scale.
The blast scale. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, I got to tell you, because I have seen Hank before. I think I saw him with Mike at least once, but it's been like 10 years prior to that. And I got to tell you, I really enjoyed it. Of course, the artist's been around for his length of time, got a lot of material to choose from. I love what he did with that show.
Yes.
I love the way he interweaved the storytelling and the songs, a little bit of teasing and a little bit of going into a song, coming back out of it and going back into it, changing the lyrics, keeping it really fresh. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Most artists who do that, I hate it when they redo it. His stuff, yeah. I loved it, man, because he didn't change it so much you didn't recognize it. He kept it fairly real, and he just swapped it up a little bit. Of course, the band. His band was great. I tell you what, I was very impressed with the show. I mean, I loved it because it seemed like you were just sitting with some friends. Just listen to somebody pick on the guitar and play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Made you feel very comfortable, very much at home, like somebody invited you over for barbecue.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I will have to give this a very high rating. The only reason I want to back off a little, because we all know Hank Jr. will say and do exactly what he feels.
Yes.
You know, there is a little bit of questionable language that made me a little concerned.
A little bit?
A little bit. I didn't want to listen real hard.
Of course, that's Brian's opinion, okay?
I said, I don't have to listen that hard.
Exactly.
But other than that, I'd give it a 9.2 because I love this show.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's also taken away for the Bama t-shirt, man. Tank top, rather.
Yeah, tank top. Yeah.
Tennessee, we're Tennessee, man. You live in Paris, Tennessee, brother. I know you're a Bama fan. That's okay.
But not in Tennessee.
Not on stage in Nashville. Well, because it's my rating.
That's right. That's your microphone.
It's my microphone. My show.
Talk to him, Brian. Preach it, brother.
That's right.
Hank, you say what you want, Brian. Say what he wants.
I heard that.
Thank you very much.
All right. I want to rate him now. Okay. You know what I like so much?
Tell us, man.
His arrogance.
Oh, he definitely has that.
I love that.
He definitely has that.
He says, I'm here, I'm in control, and you know it, and there's no question.
Nope.
That's self-confidence, man.
That's self-confidence. Oh. It's the self-confidence he backed up with his ability.
Oh, there's no doubt.
I mean, he played the acoustic guitar, picked the acoustic guitar. He picked the leads in the electric guitar. He did all the starting and the stopping of the songs. He went to the piano. He went to the fiddle. I mean, he just wore it all out. Brian and I saw him before. He got on the drums. He didn't do it this time.
Oh, wow.
He did everything before.
Mm.
That was the only thing he didn't do on this show. I didn't hear Hog Wild. I love that song. I wish he'd have played Hog Wild.
Yeah.
But the language, I had a problem with the language. He had a lot of language. Yeah, but it wasn't a lot of F-bomb. It wasn't any F-bomb.
No.
We've heard before. It was just a lot of Southern boy talking, not even realizing they're cussing. You know, that's what it sounded like. No. If you want to listen to a guy performing concert with the songs like they are on the album, don't go to Hank Jr. because you'll be so disappointed.
Yeah.
But if you just want to go and have an open mind and have a fun time, this is the show to see. And if you love stories, this is the show to see. He didn't stop playing and picking, learning stories. For me, I have to deduct a point because of his language. But after that, man, I have to say, I give it a
drum roll.
Watch him.
8.5. But if he didn't have that language, I'd be the first in line to buy his ticket every time he came to town. I mean, I liked it that much.
Yeah. As you know, Mike, he's not going to listen to you. He's going to do what he wants to do, and that's Hank for you.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, I was excited about the show because I had never seen him before. I'd heard that he was a great showman out there. He really took the crowd by the palm of his hand, and he really did. We were blessed by having great seats. We were up front. We were able to literally see his expressions up close on how he expressed his songs, how he expressed his feelings about the songs, about his past and all that stuff with Hank Sr. I thought was amazing. Really blew me away was his talent with several instruments. I mean, the fiddle probably blew me away more than anything else. He was phenomenal. Got back there on that piano and just played it like he was Jerry Lee Lewis. I'm telling you, man, he was having a great time with it, you know. But the high point of the whole show, by far, lasted probably close to 45 minutes, was his acoustic set. Just like Brian said, it felt like you were part of his party, and the good old Rowdy Boys and Friends were going to have a good time tonight, and that's how you felt. He really brought that atmosphere to his fans. Like he says, I can do what I want to do. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And it showed. Quality of the band members were excellent there. Jimmy Hall, fantastic too.
Great job, Jimmy.
I mean, I don't know all the names of the guys in the bands, but guys, y'all were really, really good. I would have to say, I would definitely see him again. I would invite you guys out there to go see him. He doesn't tour much, so if you're going to see him, guys, you better jump out there real quick. I would give the show a
9.0. 9.0. All right. Hey, guys, send us an email and let us know what you think about the shows. Send us an email at shows@concertblast.com. Get on at concertblast.com and look at Brian's photos. Very nice photos, by the way, Brian.
Oh, thank you.
But anyway, thank you all for listening in. Send us some suggestions at shows@concertblast.com. Don't forget to vote for us on our website over at the Frapper Map button. We have that, too. And put your little pinpoint on there. Show us where you're from.
And, guys, if you know anybody that wants to make a great investment into a podcast, We are looking for some sponsors.
There you go, buddy.
So send them our way. We'd love to hear from them.
A corporate entity would be just fine.
Yes.
We'll take that.
Yes, we will. Or a check from an individual that's a millionaire.
That's right. and guys, you don't have to make it out to Mike, Brian, or Tom. You can make it out to Concert Blast.
There you go.
Yeah, someone with a philanthropic backbone, he's more than welcome to just write the check.
And we'll be glad to send him a receipt.
And we'll keep it up for another year.
That's right.
This is Mike signing off.
And this is Brian signing off.
And Tom signing off. Guys, y'all have a wonderful, blessed day.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
See ya.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.